Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Remember last week when I celebrated the happy news that Billy Crystal will be coming to Broadway? Well, guess who just upped that ante, so to speak? Meryl Streep. I would love to, she reportedly said about returning to the big stage. I was just talking to Marty Short about that, and we were thinking of what fun it would be to do. While Meryl Streep has 6 Broadway credits, she has not been seen on stage since 2006 in an off-Broadway production of Mother Courage and Her Children. Her Broadway credits include The Cherry Orchard and many more, including Shakespeare in the Park. As a reminder, Streep joined Marty Short and Steve Martin in the 3rd season of Only Murders in the Building. She continued to appear as Loretta in the 4th and 5th seasons. It seems no secret that Streep and Short started a relationship off screen that we hope will eventually move to the stage. Now, several shows open on Broadway this past week. One is Beaches, based on that female friendship movie of years ago. Suffice to say, the reviews are not too positive. On the other hand, Schmigadoon, based on the TV production, is doing nicely. And another new one, The Ballisters, is being called a rollicking and riotous comedy at Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Excellent playwright David Lindsay Abaire pits his characters in battles over race, age, and gender, balancing mockery with sympathy. One of its stars, Anika Noni Rose, is one of my faves with so many great credits. Here she plays a woman preparing to host her first neighborhood association meeting. Also in the cast is the always reliable Richard Thomas. That man has been a success on television but always returns when theater calls. I last saw him in Our Town on Broadway just a few years back. Before that, he played Atticus Finch in a traveling production of To Kill a Mockingbird. And then there's yet another one based on a popular movie and likely hoping to go on the Outsiders fame. Outsiders, of course, won the Tony Award. Lost Boys musical is now playing on Broadway at the Palace Theater, directed by Michael Arden with an original rock-infused score by The Rescues. And yet another one, well, a new production has opened on Broadway. A revival of August Wilson's Joe Turner Has Come and Gone. That one stars Cedric the Entertainer and Taraji P. Henson, directed by Debbie Allen, sister to Felicia Rashad, another great director. When is someone going to do a play about that talented, incredibly talented sister act? Now, I remain on the West Coast for now, and I saw yet another show at the Geffen Playhouse, this one in their smaller venue, Dragon Mama, it's called. It's a one-woman show, that woman being Sarah Porkalob, who tells the story of her family's life cycle in 3 installments. This is the second one. She changes voices constantly, but we never lose sight of who is talking. Porkalob is an engaging performer, and she does engage, occasionally breaking character to ask the audience to allow her a few moments to go off and cough. Anyway, as one observer wrote, Sarah Porkalob delivers a memorable, entertaining, and powerful performance. Dragon Mama tells a story specific to its characters, but speaks to a human experience shared by many. I would have to agree with that. Part 3 of the Dragon Cycle will be at the Geffen eventually. And I know I keep speaking about the play, or a musical, in fact, Mexodus, which I saw off-Broadway and is next coming to the Pasadena Playhouse out here. It's now winning all kinds of awards, and people keep asking, what is it about exactly? Well, here goes. Most Americans are by now familiar with the Underground Railroad, a secret network that helped spirit enslaved people to freedom in the North in the decades before emancipation. But there was a less traveled route south to Mexico that gets almost no attention. Well, Brian Quijada and Nigel D. Robinson seek to change that with this new musical, Mexodus. There are more off-Broadway happenings, almost too many to mention, it seems, but a few include Music City, a new musical about a Nashville songwriter and the extreme steps he takes to break into the industry. That one will open at St. Luke's Theater in June. Music City was described by the site Theater Mania as a good old-fashioned story set to excellent songs. And the comedy drama You Got Older just got extended at the Cherry Lane Theater. That one stars Peter Friedman and Aaliyah Shakiat. As a reminder, the Cherry Lane now has been upgraded in several ways, including a new eatery, a delicious one. And while this next one happens at Harvard, it's worth mentioning as many of this company's productions end up moving to New York. It's the American Repertory Theater, ART, it's known as. They've revealed that the cast of its upcoming production of Rhinoceros by Ionesco will feature Paul Giamatti, Tatiana Maslany, and John Turturro. Wow. Now, in that play, everything seems normal one Sunday morning until it's not. One by one, friends and colleagues transform into rhinoceroses and are forced to decide, will they follow the others or stick to who they are? Well, Rhinoceros reminds us of the importance of holding on to our humanity amidst mounting pressures to conform. How do I know so much about this play? Well, allow me to say that when I was in middle school, we performed it. I had the opening line. Looking out of a window, I exclaimed, "Oh, a rhinoceros!" And by the way, we had no idea what the hell that play was about. But we had a creative, some thought too advanced, theater director from middle school. I told this to Austin Pendleton, the great Austin Pendleton, when I reviewed him about his play, Orson's Shadow, in which the cast is actually rehearsing that Ionesco play. Well, anyway, everything comes back. Finally, my death of the week is a personal one, though it has meaning for the listeners of this station. The longtime great journalist Frank Lally has passed away. He lost a long, brave battle with cancer. He made a difference in so many writers' lives, including my own. When I moved to New York, he insisted that I come work with him at Money Magazine. I said, "Frank, the only Bond I know anything about is James." And he said, "Michelle, that's why we want you." Anyway, I did a lot for him over the years. So many did. So he will be missed by writers and listeners to this station. Anyway, I hope you have a good week, and I will see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.